everyone. Woo! I want to warmly welcome you all to our neighborhood. It's a joy to have you here today, and I'm grateful that we can all come together in our community. My name is Vinnie Freeman, and I'm proudly the president of the Burlington Cane Plot Club. But we are within the Woodward Village. I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge our mayor, Mike Duggan. And also our council president, Mary Sheffield. I'd like to acknowledge her for her consistent presence, her deep commitment to our neighborhood. She doesn't just talk about things, she shows up and she makes things happen. Mm-hmm. For us, that kind of leadership, it means everything. Yes, it does. It builds trust, it strengthens our block, and it reminds us that our voices matter. We're excited about what's ahead, and we're proud to stand together in this community. Once again, welcome everyone. Now, I'd like to introduce Ms. Geraldine Noble. She's my neighbor and a great friend. Yes, Ms. Geraldine. Yes.
Good morning. Well, it's afternoon now, isn't it? You know, it's a beautiful day on Burlingame. You know, my name is Geraldine Noble, and I'm the homeowner here. And I just like to thank our council president of the city of Detroit for her hands-on support. Just to make a long story short, I met the mayor at the Williams Center. If you know, that's on Martin Luther King. No, it's not. Rosa Park. And thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, we're in this thing together, and we got work to do. All the senior citizens here on this neighborhood, we've been here, and we have sustained this neighborhood. We didn't pack up and go when the city got rough. We had prayer on the porch. We had church on this porch. And I just want to give God the glory this morning because he is the reason why we're here. He allowed us to come together one more time. How many of you agree with me? Oh, yeah, he's good. Don't get me started. Hey, because he's opened so many doors, made so many ways. He allowed the council lady to be at that center at the time I was there. And he allowed me to walk up to her and ask her what was going on. And she told me about the grant. I didn't get it the first year, but the second year, they called me and said, you have been approved. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. I'm a senior citizen. I didn't have no money to have no new roof put on my house. I want a fixed income. But guess what? God allowed us to come together for such a time as this. And now, here we are again. She came down the block. She introduced herself again. And here we are. And we're going to support her with everything we know to do. Come on, let me hear you say, Mary Sheffield.
Mary Sheffield.
We got work to do. Hey, you can get. We got work to do. Amen. So at this time, yes, I am grateful to the city of Detroit and its administrators for the investment in us in helping our neighborhood thrive. and I expect more. We expect more. We know it's coming because we have the right people in place. How many of you know this is going to be a momentous occasion? Yay! First time the city of Detroit has ever had a female. Yay! Come on, y'all.
Wrap it up.
All right. I got to wrap it up. My closing remarks are, thank you so much for listening to me, and you're so welcome to Burlingame Block Club. Now, at this time, it gives me great honor, woo, to introduce the mayor of Detroit. The mayor of Detroit is being introduced by Geraldine Noble, Mike Duggan. Let's give it to him.
Oh, all right. Well, listening to Miss Geraldine, I think we're lucky she never ran for mayor. Oh, my goodness. But this is what we do. And from the time Mary Sheffield came on council, her first thing was to push for more and more home repairs, particularly for seniors and folks of lower income who couldn't fix them up themselves, people who had spent their lives in this community, paid off their house, and were living on maybe a little retirement check or some Social Security and couldn't do the roof. And we've now done more than 2,000 roofs in neighborhoods like this. So the council president called me and she said, hey, we've got another one of these events. Will you want to come out with me? And I said, of course, I love doing these. And she said, and by the way, while you're there, do you think you might do a little announcement? And I thought, I can't imagine a more appropriate place than in a neighborhood that's being rebuilt, right? So I left a job I loved at the Detroit Medical Center, and I spent the last 12 years believing this city could be rebuilt. And I worked with the 600 block club presidents and the 9,000 city employees and the partners on city council. And we've come a long way. And I have a deep feeling about making sure that the progress we made doesn't go back. And from the time I announced I wasn't running, people kept saying, who are you supporting? Who are you supporting? And here's what I knew from the beginning. The most qualified person, the best prepared to be the next mayor, was Mary Sheffield. I knew that from day one. But here's what I didn't know. In this business, your best person to do the job, a lot of times, doesn't run the best campaign, right? You watch them fall flat, and I said, I'm not going to get involved. I want to see the leadership of these campaigns. I want to see who can get out there in the community. And with the kind of campaign team that's out here, I can see why Mary Sheffield's been so successful. But I loved watching her run a campaign of unity. And every week she went out and did these forums. I think she did like 24 forums. She wasn't afraid of anything. Okay? I hear some of these commentators say, gee, do you think Mary Sheffield will debate? I'll say, where have you been? She's been debating every week. She hasn't been the one, right, that's been afraid. I was so proud of the campaign that I saw that when she came back after the primary and said, are you ready to let the rest of the community know how you're feeling personally? I thought, I do, and I want to tell you why. And the Mary Sheffield I worked with for the last 12 years, things that you haven't seen. But in 2016, I wanted to bring the Pistons back down here from Auburn Hills to Detroit where they belong. And the kind of us versus them politics that has plagued the city raises hand. You can't do anything for those wealthy business people. Don't help them at all. But the jobs, when you brought the Pistons down, you bring the concerts down, the jobs would be enormous. And it was a little controversial. And a relatively new council member, Mary Sheffield, came to my office. And she said, I like this Pistons deal. But we need to have a benefit to the neighborhoods if I'm going to support this. And I said to her, well, we're in the Downtown Development Authority, and under the state act, you can't take the property taxes out of downtown. And she says, no. She says, but you can take the income taxes. And she said, do you know that when visiting NBA players come to play in Detroit, they have to pay income tax on their salary? I said, yes, I knew that. She said, do you know that's going to be more than $1 million a year? I said, I didn't know that. She said, how about if we change your proposal and we take the $1 million a year in new income taxes from the NBA players and we create a neighborhood beautification fund and we put that fund into the neighborhoods to restore communities. And I sat there thinking, that is a brilliant idea. That's leadership. We changed the proposal because of Mary Sheffield. And when we did, she stood up and supported it, but that wasn't the end of the story. Because even though she had done that, there were still people out there, and you know how this city is. They are just so angry that you give anything to any business. They started this false story that it was going to take money from the schools. It just wasn't true. And even the school's leadership said, it's not true, but it doesn't stop the spreading on social media in Detroit, right? When the vote came out, council member Sheffield took a lot of grief. They said, you took money from the schools. And they had a big meeting in a church. And I watched the video. Mary Sheffield walked into that church. And she said, let me tell you the truth. Let me set it straight. She told people the facts. And she told them how she got money from the downtown development into the neighborhoods. And she changed their minds. I said, this is a leader who isn't afraid to tell people the truth even when they don't want to hear it. A year later, we started to see people moving back, and I was starting to get concerned about gentrification, and we've seen it happening. And every single housing project that wanted a deal, I had a long arm wrestling contest saying, you got to do 20% affordable if you want to be here. And these developers were not happy about this. And in 2017, again, Mary Sheffield came down to see me. She says, I like your 20% deals, but they're all one-offs. And I said, no, it's a real problem. She said, what if it wasn't one-off? What if I sponsored an ordinance that said every single person who's going to build housing in Detroit and ask for help from the city has to put aside 20% affordable? And she said, and what if I did more than that? What if we didn't just make it harsh, but we gave them incentives? All this city land we're selling, what if we took a portion of it, put it in an affordable housing fund to help them do it so that everybody knew when they came to Detroit, the mayor and the council were united. Mary Sheffield's affordable housing ordinance set the groundwork for the last 6 years. The city of Detroit built $1.5 billion, 6,000 units of affordable housing. We are leading America. And it was because of the leadership of the council president. And you're seeing the stories from around the country. They're shutting down tent cities in Washington. They're shutting down tent cities in Miami, in Los Angeles, in San Francisco. We don't have tent cities in Detroit. Because the mayor and the council have been united that we are building thousands of housing units so where there's room for everybody in this city. That's the kind of leadership that we've had. And of course, you remember what city council meetings were like 12 years ago. Some of you went home and couldn't wait to watch the replay on TV, on cable at night, because it was more entertaining than what was on the other stations. Brenda Jones deserves enormous credit for setting a tone. And in the last 4 years, you have seen professionally run council meetings by a city council president that made this city proud. And it's a big part of why. Your quiz for the day. The last time a sitting council member was elected mayor of the city of Detroit was 1947. Wow. Eugene Van Antwerp. 75 years ago, because for the last 75 years, as this city struggled and they had to decide on a new mayor, nobody wanted somebody from the city. For 75 years, they wanted change from the outside. And when I saw the results come in election night with a landslide victory to say, for the first time in 75 years, people see city council and their leadership as an asset, I was just so proud. And so to my supporters, I can tell you this. When Mary Sheffield becomes mayor, she's got a different style than I do. She's going to do different policies than I am. She's going to make different decisions. But I am 100% behind her because I know three things. She will work to build this city up with unity, not division. That she'll take Detroit's recovery farther into the neighborhoods and reach more people. And she will move this city forward and not backwards. And that's why on November 4th, I will be voting for the next mayor of the city of Detroit, Mary Sheffield.
Thank you so much. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning. Let me first thank Mrs. Vinnie and Miss Geraldine for hosting us here in the historic Burlingame neighborhood. Let's give them a round of applause. To Mayor Duggan. Wow. He said so much. I am so full. Because our relationship and this work on the city council has evolved over the 12 years. And I just want to pause to, first of all, thank him for 12 years of dedicated service to the betterment of this city. Let's give a round of applause to Mayor Duggan. I am deeply grateful. I am humbled to receive the support of our current mayor. His belief and his confidence in me to continue the progress and the momentum of our city, to ensure that the progress that we all have worked so hard for is not only protected, but is accelerated and sustained and moved forward in a positive direction so that it reaches more people and reaches more neighborhoods. I have been intentional the last 12 years serving on the city council, ensuring that we are fostering a collaborative environment. One in which that has created a more productive environment that has allowed us to be a partner with this administration to move our city forward. When Mayor Duggan and I stepped into office in 2014, things were a lot different. From the challenges of bankruptcy to the hard work of rebuilding city services, restoring our neighborhoods, and attracting new investment, we have worked collaboratively through some of Detroit's toughest and most defining moments. It was the hard work, tough decisions, and a shared commitment to the people of this city that we've been able to restore stability and begin writing a new chapter for the history of our city. Now, I want to be very clear that we know me, Mike Duggan, and myself have not always agreed on everything. And I think that that is very normal and natural for the executive branch and the legislative branch to not always agree on everything. But what I think is most important is that when we've disagreed, we've always came back to what matters most. And that is our shared vision for the betterment of our residents in the city of Detroit. And to me, that is what leadership looks like. Mayor Duggan and I never fell into the trap of leading with rhetoric. Instead, we rolled up our sleeves and we found real solutions to the issues that matters most to our residents. Whether it was strengthening our neighborhoods, advancing affordable housing, or building more safe and vibrant neighborhoods. Take, for example, the senior home repair that the mayor mentioned, a program that was slated to be cut. The first time that I met with Mayor Duggan was in his office about this particular program. And we had some very tough discussions, but he worked with me to ensure that this program continued. And because of that collaboration, thousands of seniors have been able to age gracefully and safely in their homes. I believe it's fitting that we're here at Miss Geraldine's home because her story represents the story of thousands of Detroiters whose lives have been impacted because of our collaborative work. But that's just one example. Together, we've also worked to tackle the housing crisis, creating the city's first ever inclusionary housing policy and housing trust fund, which has created thousands of affordable housing units for Detroiters, ensuring that no one is left behind as the city grows. We've also collaborated on the city's first ever neighborhood beautification program, which has brought millions of dollars of grants back into our neighborhoods, giving residents the opportunity to transform their own blocks. We came to a historic agreement on right to counsel, ensuring that families can stay in their homes because they have access to a free attorney. We strengthen the support to our small businesses through programs like Motor City Match and the Detroit Legacy Business, and also the most recent ordinance that cuts red tape and makes it easier for businesses here in the city of Detroit. But with all of this work, we know that this just is the foundation. And as we just talked this morning with Ms. Geraldine, there is still much more work to do. Detroit is at a critical point, and I am grateful that our mayor and the overwhelming majority of voters in Detroit recognize that we need proven and experienced leadership. Leadership that doesn't just talk about the problems and the challenges, but leadership that has a record of building partnerships and coalitions and working collaboratively to get things done for our residents. And so my commitment, Detroit, is to build on the foundation that has been laid working with Mayor Duggan and our council, the foundation that is before us, by expanding opportunities, strengthening our neighborhoods, and making sure that Detroit's progress reaches every block and every family of this city. So I am thankful for Mayor Duggan's support. I am ready. I am prepared to lead Detroit to its next chapter, a chapter where Detroit will rise higher. God bless you all, and thank you all so much for being here. Thank you, Ms. Geraldine. Thank you, Ms. Vinnie. And again, thank you so much, Mayor Duggan.